For the first time since 1995, the World Series champions are the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta this time left no doubt with a 7-0 win over Houston. Atlanta started the scoring in the third on a 3-run home run by former Cub and now World Series MVP Jorge Soler. Atlanta wins the series 4-2. In the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens only have 3 wins this season, and 2 of them are against the Red Wings. The Habs beat Detroit 3-0 last night, as Nick Suzuki had a goal and 2 assists. Red Wings goalie Alex Nedeljkovic had 39 saves in the loss. Detroit played without captain Dylan Larkin because of a death in the family, and Tyler Bertuzzi was still unable to play games in Canada as he chooses not to get vaccinated against COVID-19. In the NBA, the Detroit Pistons fell at home to the reigning NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks 117-89. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 28 to lead the Bucks. Jeremy Grant led Detroit with 21. Number one draft pick Cade Cunningham only scored 6. It's cold again in Michigan, and that means midweek Mid-American Conference football. Last night, Eastern Michigan quarterback Ben Bryant had 354 yards passing and 3 touchdowns in a 52-49 win at Toledo. Eastern wide receiver Hassan Badoun caught 12 passes for 192 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tonight, the second biggest rivalry in the state will be played, as the Victory and Cannon trophies up for grabs as Central Michigan takes on Western Michigan at 7 o'clock at Waldo Stadium in Kalamazoo. Western has won the last 3 games in the series. As for the biggest rivalry in the state, police in East Lansing are asking for the public's help in identifying people that set couches and mattresses on fire, flipped over cars, and other property damage after MSU's win over Michigan on Saturday. The East Lansing police have photos on their Facebook page. The no-shows are on the rise at Ford Field. Lines say that roughly only 47,000 fans showed up for Sunday's loss to Philadelphia. Attendance at Ford Field is the second lowest in the league, only behind Washington. After the bye week this week, the Lions aren't home again until Thanksgiving, when they take on the Chicago Bears. High school sports from last night: the girls volleyball districts, the Division IV quarterfinals at Michigan Lutheran, had New Buffalo over Lake Michigan Catholic in 5 games. The district semis tonight in Division I at St. Joe. Portage Central takes on Portage Northern at 5:30, followed by St. Joe and Mattawan at 7. Division II at Dowagiac has Niles against Coloma at 5, then Dowagiac faces Edwardsburg at 7. In Division II at Allegan, Allegan takes on Pawpaw at 5, then at South Haven against Otsego at 7. In Division 3 at Bridgman, Bangor against Bloomingdale at 5:30, and then it's Decatur and Hartford at 7. And in Division 4 at Martin, Waterville Grace Christian will take on Kalamazoo Heritage Christian at 5, and then it's Lawrence and Goebbels at 7 o'clock. For more sports and scores from last night, and the schedule for today's games, visit the podcast page on the station's website. With your morning sports for Wednesday, November 3rd, I'm Dave Wolfe.